I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Now with the Browns trade of Kenny Pickett, there are plenty of roster moves still to be made with this team for the regular season opener. Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app. All right, back in here on The Fan, it is Jonathan Pito and Nick Padone with you guys today. We are at the Barley House. Daryl Ryder joining us at 6, 1/2. What, I don't, do you guys even call your show anything on Sunday? It's not. You don't have a name for it, do you?
We've been just calling it The Sunday Show. I very much like that.
It definitely works. So back when I was doing the Sunday shows, we had multiple Sunday shows. Until then, it was down to just me being the Sunday show. But at first, it was like Chris Fowler into me, and then it was Jake Chapman, and there's all sorts of different people that had gone through it, and it was so two shows. But I kind of love the idea of, since we have one show on Sundays, just being called the Sunday show. Now, what happens if we add to that lineup?
What we've been saying is that, like, they should just let us go Sunday, like, during the first hour of the game. Like, do people really need to hear Nathan and Andrew call the game through that first hour? Just let me and Daryl go crazy.
Okay, so you guys have both lost your minds, too. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
No, but we're definitely excited for this Sunday to put a bow on what's been a crazy offseason. Like, our first show together, JP, Miles signed the extension. Like, completely went back on. We did like an hour and a half to 2 hours together of how weird would it be if like we get to a point with Miles where he's got to play after everything that happened on Radio Row.
Yeah,
and then he put pen to paper and he signed it, and then
you guys have had incredible luck, I would say, in that department. I would also say it's nice that on the last Sunday show that you guys had before then, you join our pregame show routine, and you'll be with Jake Volnick before myself and Coach Riz. You have the Saturday Ohio State game, and so we'll get more into that with Ohio State and Texas. Anwar Richardson, OrangeBloods.com, been covering the Longhorns for a million years. He'll join us coming up at 5:20. We got the lead coming your way in about 15 minutes, but we've been talking about this quarterback situation, and more importantly, the idea that Nathan, who you referenced right there, says Joe Flacco 17 games. Not only is that on the table, at this point, in his mind, I guess he kind of phrases that should almost be the expectation, Nick.
I guess that I get it, right? Because you've got to go into a season, like they would never tell themselves, at least they shouldn't, that we're going to go into the season, and if we start 0-6 or if we start 0-7.
No team enters a season thinking that.
So they have to go into this season expecting Joe Flacco to start all 17, because when they named him the week one starter, they take everything 1 week at a time. And if you win week one, then of course he's going to start week two. And if you win week two.
It's the NFL. So you have to kind of think to yourself, there's going to be a couple random teams every single year that go from absolutely nothing into something. A couple years ago, now they have reasons, right? Texans had a reason with C.J. Stroud. Obviously, the Commanders had a reason with Jaden Daniels. Like, it happens, but it's been more chalky in recent years than pretty much ever. 72% of games last year went towards the favorite.
You sound like my dad. My dad every year. Like every
I sound like your dad?
Every Sunday.
Daryl's your dad's age.
No.
I'm not your dad's age.
So after every Sunday.
But your dad sounds like a very smart man.
When me and Daryl are all down about the Browns throughout this entire offseason, he's like, what you guys are forgetting is that there's a surprise team every year that comes out of nowhere.
Well, that's,
why
that's
can't
why.
That be us?
So that's why they feel this the way that they do.
Right.
The NFL doesn't have teams that just go into the toilet. The only examples we have is like the 2016-2017 Browns, okay? It's rare.
And they did that on purpose.
Once, two times, three times a decade, you have a team that'll actively just be like, we're stinking. We know we're going to stink. Here we are. We present this to you. Because in the NFL, you do have those opportunities, and we see it change more times than ever. Now, I think we're in a little bit of a rut in the past couple years, or really from last year. This year, because I think the quarterbacks at the top have solidified themselves in such a way where you do have a lot of the repeat, at least division winners.
Right.
But yes, I think as a team, you have to account for the idea and really kind of expect your starting quarterback week one will be your starting quarterback week 17, and then you adjust along the way.
And they've adjusted along the way, I would even say, throughout this preseason and this offseason. Like, we never got an answer of why Kirk Cousins was hanging out at the Chipotle in Westlake.
What
happened with that? Now, obviously, there was a pivot to the Kenny Pickett trade, and then ultimately Joe Flacco signs, and
we know what happened. We just have to not be obtuse about it, right?
Correct.
It's okay.
Correct. It's tongue-in-cheek when I say that, and then you go to the NFL draft, and you walk into round three with Dylan Gabriel, and you walk into round five. I don't think you're anticipating selecting Shedeur Sanders, but you exit day three with two rookie quarterbacks. So they have had to adjust the plan throughout even this offseason, and I anticipate that they're going to have to change the plan come time for the regular season as well.
I think they're going to have to adjust it as well, but I kind of enjoy a week before the regular season gets underway just kind of toying with that idea.
A little optimism?
It's not even a little optimism. It's more the idea that I really don't care to see Dylan Gabriel.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This is not like some sort of disservice. I like that Dylan Gabriel has developed. I like that he seems much better than what I thought he was going to be when we were first talking about Dylan Gabriel. It's all positives. But the moment you're on to Dylan Gabriel is the moment I'm like, all right, what happened with the season?
Maybe I'm okay with the thought of Dylan Gabriel, JP, because I think he's going to enter the game on a small leash, short leash. Not anything of his own doing. Don't get me wrong there. Just because physically, smaller dude, you know that that means...
Is that why he's a short leash?
Increasingly likely chance that
short person, shorter leash, that's kind of how that works?
The fans will understand we're one QB away from seeing the guy that we all
want
to see.
So that's kind of the... That's the hard part for Dylan, is that it's like the moment Dylan enters, then he'll have pressure that Joe Flacco doesn't even have.
Correct.
Because there's multiple people then in front of Shador.
And that's why I wouldn't have even put Dylan in that position. I would have just said it's Flacco and Shador this season. Dylan, we'll see in 2026. We like you. You've got a spot in this organization for a very long time. We're not going to put you in this situation where if Flacco goes down or if he's benched, the season's already going to be out of hand. And the first interception that Dylan Gabriel throws, the dog pound is going to be doing this Shador Sanders chant.
Instead, when it comes to preserving quarterbacks, which is kind of what we're talking about, the Browns have chosen to almost preserve Shador instead of preserve Dylan. Michael up next. What's up, Michael?
Me?
You got it, man. What's up?
Excellent. So, JP, I love your guys' show. I'm usually aligned with your thoughts and how you think, but my question is, with Shador Sanders, why are we not thinking about kind of like the Patrick Mahomes mentality of let him sit out for a year, let Dylan Gabriel do his thing, let Shador get some experience just on the bench. Why are we so into seeing him play right now rather than just let him get some experience and then let him get into the game and do what he does?
Michael, because they're probably going to draft a quarterback in 2026, and if that happens, you're never going to get to see him.
Exactly right.
So it's kind of like I feel like it's almost like impatience right now. Like we're so impatient to see him play, but you're saying because
it's very valuable to you to find out whether or not Shador can do it based off of just what your draft selections are next year in general, the position the Browns are going to be in. But I understand the thought process. Take your time with him, have him be the backup then, and then if he gets in a game, have him showcase it. But I'm with Nick here. I feel like the time will run out. And if I'm Shador, by being taken in the fifth round, you lost the convenience of being able to develop that way.
And I am impatient, right? Like, they made this bed. Yeah. They've got to lay in
That's
it.
Fair
you
too.
Drafted two of them. You better show us both of them.
Is this a different scenario than when Patrick Mahomes was sitting for a year? Are we in a different scenario then?
Oh, much different.
Patrick Mahomes was a first-round pick.
It's more the idea that Alex Smith was already winning 10-plus games a year. You know, Alex Smith had the Chiefs in the postseason. They had that thing cooking in many ways. And so, it's night and day. And thank you, Michael. I do appreciate you.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate you. Very rare when Nick is when it's Nick Wilson instead of Nick Padone that people call in and they're like, "So Jonathan, love your thoughts, love thinking the way that you think," and then we go, "What happened here? You sit down and then all of a sudden the callers are incredibly supportive of me."
I guess so. Jeez, maybe that's what it took.
Oh man! All right, we need to have you here more often. All right, Randy up next. What's up, Randy? Yo, Randy. Randy going once, going twice. He'll grab some bench. LaVon up next. What were you going to sing there?
No, I was just doing the auction. Going once, going twice, going through.
He was going to sing there. LaVon, what's up, man?
What's going on? I'm in my TV room. I don't have a table in my apartment, but in the TV room, I'm watching Sports Center. I see Manny. I'm like, whoa, he looks pretty good. So if the Browns want a quarterback, I think he might be the answer. We'll see more after I see tomorrow when they play Ohio State. I call myself a sports advisor, so I try to give advice. I like to be an announcer, but I like the Browns. I like the quarterback we got, but we'll see after this season should they go after the Manny, because Manny comes from a family of quarterbacks, and I think that would be the best answer for the Browns. That'll solve the problem.
All right, thank you, LaVon. I appreciate
it. I'm glad I'm going to be in South Carolina, dude, because I guess I'm not. Sunday, if Arch Manning balls out,
yeah.
There's going to be
Sunday
with me and Daryl, it's going to be exclusively people that want Arch Manning on the Browns.
Yes, that's the whole point. That's going to make your show. Now, is that insufferable to you, or is that exciting to you?
Because I don't know how Saturday looks. I gotta see how Saturday looks.
This is why I'm gonna. I might have to rescind your Shador.
I have an Arch Manning. I do have in my photo gallery an Arch Manning Cleveland Browns jersey swap already made.
A jersey swap already made
of like Arch Manning wearing a Cleveland Browns jersey. I have that for Drew Aller as well.
We already did the let's wear the quarterback and the Browns jersey. We did the Browns jersey quarterback thing. You know, we did that last year. The bit's already been done.
No,
are you
saying,
infringing on my bit?
No,
is that what's happening?
I'm not buying a physical Nick Wilson completely divide. I'm not buying a physical jersey. I have a photo of Arch Manning wearing a Cleveland Browns jersey, like what he would look like.
You photoshopped one already.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
right.
And I have the same thing ready to go in the draft for Drew Aller as well.
You're 26 year old. You're very impressive with your Photoshop and your swapping of jerseys and everything like that. You're very good at that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. How many clicks, how many likes you think that one's going to get?
Oh, I mean, if he beats Ohio State tomorrow.
Won't Ohio State fans just be so angry at him at that point, or will they not even care?
I don't know. I send stuff out there, and I just turn off the match. It's a healthier way. It's a healthier way to live.
Don't miss a moment from earlier in our show or any of our local shows on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. Busy 5 o'clock hour. We got the lead, Anwar Richardson, joining us at 5:20. He's from OrangeBloods.com, but we'll hit you with the lead next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.